Welcome to A to Z Sports, powered as always by the BetMGM app. I'm Austin Stanley. He is Sam Phelan, our Titans reporter at AtoZSports.com. Make sure you follow us all over social media as we are Nashville's on-demand sports talk network, going live weekday mornings at 8 Central Time on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links to the show segment by segment on our Twitter timeline. And make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok for more Titans news and coverage and analysis. But we got to thank our sponsors because they make it happen for us. And they help out you guys like Wilson County Hyundai. Make them a part of your new car buying process by going to see them in Lebanon or at WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Bone and Joint Institute, BoneandJointTN.org, the region's destination for comprehensive orthopedic and sports medicine care. Farm Bureau Health Plans, get better with Farm Bureau Health Plans. That's better coverage rates and service. Learn more about a health plan for you at FBHP.com/ATOZ. And Sam, you know what starts today? It tips off here in a few hours.
It does. I'm excited. That'll be my background music for
that's right. That's right. For the next 4 days, the tournament gets going. So make sure you sign up for our A to Z Sports Bracket Challenge. You still have a couple of more hours to do that. So I'll drop that link here in the chat right now to get us off and running. But make sure you go have a chance to join our bracket pool that gets going here with Run Your Pool. We appreciate them. And we've got over 360 entries in this. The top three brackets get prizes. And so I appreciate Run Your Pool for putting this together for us. So there you go right there. I just dropped the link in there on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So go make sure you do that. If you've signed up and you haven't done your bracket yet, so you got a couple hours to knock out that bracket. But Sam, just to kind of recap the entirety of what this week is, obviously building up to this week, Rand Carthon made a lot of big money cuts as he parted ways with highly priced veterans who were not being as productive as their paychecks showed, with Zach Cunningham, Bud Dupree, Robert Woods, and Taylor Lewan all getting the axe in February or early March. And then you've got on Monday, Andre Dillard coming in as a potential new left tackle on the offensive line there for that deal, a three-year deal. And then a busy, busy Tuesday with that group of players right there, several 49ers joining this team and a lot of work on the defensive side of the ball and another offensive lineman. And then it was fairly quiet yesterday, Sam, overall, but you guys talked some yesterday about the wide receiver room that is very much incomplete, but the wide receivers have started to go off the board around the NFL in free agency, but we always knew that this free agent crop of wide receivers was not exactly a headline list. And then DJ Moore was obviously moved in the trade for the number one overall pick. So wide receivers have kind of been quiet this free agency period, but we started to see some more of those moves yesterday.
Well, that is why it was such a fascinating offseason for teams that were in need of offensive weapons, because I mean, there's a reason that the Bears prioritized getting DJ Moore in that trade is because they needed help, and they look at the free agent class and say, there's not a ton out there. And I think a lot of teams are struggling with that right now. You want to go add a number one, you want to add a difference maker, but how many of them are really like number one, number two caliber wide receivers? The market seems to have capped at around $11 million per year. That's what Jacoby Myers got. That's what Juju Smith-Schuster got. But those were really the two big names, right? Like, I mean, even an Odell Beckham, who is a free agent again, he had his workout for teams. He's going to sign somewhere this offseason. He hasn't played football in over a full calendar year right now. Yeah. So his market's going to be down. How reliable he is going to be a little bit down. You've got some other veterans available, but there's nobody really in free agency that you're going to look at as transforming your wide receiver room. And when you're a team like the Titans, who currently looks at really Treylon Burks, Kyle Phillips, who's a big question mark, and a bunch of just depth guys that you don't really have much in the room. What is the fastest way to solving this problem? Because if you're committed to Ryan Tannehill and you're bringing back Derrick Henry and you're trying to rebuild this offensive line, mm-hmm. and all indications are that the Titans are doing those things, well, you have to have somebody to throw the ball to. And right now it's Treylon Burks, Chigakonkwo, and who knows? So that's where they're at.
Yeah, and you guys posted this graphic yesterday on the show. It's Burks, Phillips, Racy McMath, Mason Kinsey, and Reggie Robertson. And there's nothing against Mason Kinsey and Reggie Robertson. Those are practice squad level players. Racy McMath has been, you know, deep threat Racy. We saw that in the month of August last year, Sam, at training camp, and then he had a hip injury that had him MIA for the next, you know, 3.5 months. And Kyle Phillips had a great training camp again, had a really, really good week one with several plays he made in punt return and pass catching from Ryan Tannehill. He gets hurt twice and then disappears. And Treylon Burks, who I think Treylon Burks can be the Titans' number one wide receiver. They need him to be the number one wide receiver of being a first-round draft pick from a year ago. But he also got hurt twice last season as well. With the concussion against the Eagles not being his fault, turf toe, just a bad situation overall, but showing flashes there throughout the season in his rookie year. But the problem is that's not very good whatsoever. And well, you mentioned, go ahead.
Well, I'm really, really high on Treylon Burks. Like, I think 2023 is going to be the year of Treylon Burks here in Tennessee, where he kind of establishes himself as one of the up and coming young wideouts in the game. Like, I really liked what I saw from him down the stretch, Austin. Like you mentioned, he came into camp with some question marks about whether he was in shape and his conditioning level and how he had been training. And I think it took Treylon a little bit to sort of get his feet under him in the NFL, of understanding what it takes to be an NFL wide receiver, to train like an NFL wide receiver, to have confidence and trust his coaching. And when he went down with the turf toe, it was very odd, and a very odd sort of like transition that you saw, not just in his play, but in speaking with him and going into the locker room every like couple times a week. Right. I was talking to Treylon and seeing a far more confident, just easygoing, relaxed version of Treylon Burks that didn't exist in training camp or in the first few weeks of his career. And you could just tell he was playing free. He was playing like himself and really confident in his abilities. And that's when we started to see those back-to-back games with a 50-yard catch or more. And we started to see those breakout performances. Then he has another, he has a concussion, right? And he goes down again at the end of the year, which causes more problems. But I'm really, really excited for what he does here in his second season. It's just a matter of putting people around him that allow him to thrive, right? We know he's going to command attention, but if he's the only weapon in your offense, you're not doing your quarterback any favors. You're also not doing your young receiver any favors. And Austin, Andre makes a good point off the bat with the lunch money, saying letting go at NWI when our wide receiver core is dumpster juice. An interesting, I don't like that.
Is dumpster fire or dumpster juice worse?
Dumpster juice is worse.
Yeah, but it's also not on fire.
But it also makes me like, ugh.
Makes your stomach churn.
I don't like that. But hoping we get Zay Flowers, Hollins is souped up, Hollister, maybe Campbell. Yeah, I think it is odd, right? And that is that's what Zach and I talked about a little bit yesterday, was like, maybe it's not for that cap figure. And Paul Kaharsky reported that they did make him an offer that he declined, which maybe he might circle back to later in the offseason and come back. But it did feel a little bit weird for a wide receiver core that we just pointed to, right? Like, this is the players that you have under contract, and your most experienced guy of that group being NWI, who they have, you know, saying the praises of over the last few years, isn't brought back for the tender. Maybe that means they have something in store for this group. I don't know, but they have to do something about it. I'm in on Treylon Burks. You need help badly, desperately.
Yeah, for sure. Johnny Lee, by the way, says the fire burns the dumpster juice out. So the dumpster juice is worse than dumpster fire. I think dumpster fire is used way more than dumpster juice.
Yeah.
I kind of like Johnny's analysis.
I'd almost rather not say either, especially not dumpster juice. We can completely eliminate that from our vocabulary here on A to Z Sports, and I would be just fine with that. So
that's right. All right. So 60 Hustle says they're going after a wide receiver in free agency. They have to, because they have so many needs at the position. And Sam, you have a free agency wide receiver tracker at A to Z Sports.com that you put up yesterday. And there's not a lot of guys remaining on the board that had more production than Robert Woods did last season, because guys have come off the board. You mentioned already a couple names like Alan Lazard, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jacoby Myers also gone. Deontay Hardy with the Buffalo Bills, not big money by any means, but there's not just a lot of big names in general. Like Sterling Shepard get a 1 year, $1.1 million deal to go back with the New York Giants after having an injury riddled season. But here's what we got, right? Like these six names, it's kind of like the best of what's left. Now you have Adam Thielen, who's obviously aging and into his 30s and was released from the Vikings because of his cap number. Marvin Jones, who's in his 30s as well, had a really solid season with the Jags this past year. Mac Hollins just showed up the Tennessee Titans in week 3 when the Raiders came to town. And the Titans won that game, but Mac Hollins did everything he could to try to win it. Paris Campbell there from Indianapolis, the speedster, DeAndre Carter and Darius Slayton. They're all six of these guys had more receiving yards than Robert Woods' 527 that led the Titans last year. So you could argue pretty easily that any of those six would be an improvement on the Titans wide receiver room. But even then, that's not exactly something you're going to get excited about. And I think you kind of put it earlier, Sam, is, you know, you're looking for a wide receiver too, to go along with what you want and need Treylon Burks to be as wide receiver one. So let's go ahead and ask this question to the audience. And you guys do not have to use those six wide receivers. You can go beyond that list, absolutely do it. But which free agent wide receiver is the best fit for the Tennessee Titans? Which free agent wide receiver is the best fit for the Titans? We just showed you six of them. But first, let me tell you guys about Run Your Pool. It is the home of competition, and Run Your Pool has helped us out this March. Get our bracket challenge together. I'm going to do a quick refresh to see where we are at as we approach tip-off here of the tournament coming up in just, I think, 3 hours from now. 366. So we've grown a couple more since the show has begun. So make sure that you have still have a chance to join our bracket pool via Run Your Pool, our great sponsor this year of our bracket. I just once again dropped the bracket challenge link in the chat right there. The top three brackets in this tournament do get a prize. So we're excited about that with Run Your Pool. So make sure you sign up and fill out your bracket. You got a couple more hours to do that. And we appreciate it as always to jump on and be a part of our competition. We'll keep up with the leaderboard throughout the weekends ahead. Thanks to Run Your Pool.
Listen, if you are joining our pool, you're filling out a bracket this March and you are confident in your pick. If you have a team that you believe is going to cut down the nets in Houston and be crowned national champion, go to BetMGM, place a $50 wager on that team to be the national champion, and you will get a $20 bonus bet in your account as long as they make the semifinals. So take a team. Maybe it's one of those one seeds. Maybe it's somebody sneaky that you think could end up as the champion. But whoever it is, if they make the semifinals, you get a $20 bonus bet with a $50 wager on a national champion. That's why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. So go to BetMGM.com and the BetMGM app to place that bet.
All right, Sam. So we're asking the question now, which free agent wide receiver is the best fit for the Tennessee Titans and what they're looking for? You want Burks to be your number one guy. So you're looking for a wide receiver too, and also just looking for some competent depth at wide receiver. And so we threw these six names up there: Adam Thielen, Marvin Jones, Matt Collin, Paris Campbell, DeAndre Carter, and Darius Slayton. All six of those players had more than the 527 yards receiving Robert Woods had last season. So asking the question, I'll send you to the chat, which free agent wide receiver is the best fit for the Titans? And there's a lot of names outside of those six that we showed on the screen. So, Sam, what's the chat saying on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch?
Titans Kyle says DJ Chark or Nelson Agholor would be on his list. Kenneth Davidson says Chark, Campbell, Robinson, or Pascal. Matthew Tucker says Adam Thielen. Jarrell says Slayton had moments and could be cheap. DeMario says DJ Chark or Darius Slayton. We have Hardman, Chark, Slayton. Nicole Hardman from Steven. We have Jarrett saying DJ Chark. Top tier said Chark didn't have more production than Woods, which is correct. That's why he's not in the list there. But
I think that might have been a question mark, but without the question. Like, no, DJ Chark had 502 receiving yards, so 25
close.
Less.
That close. Was just the limited list. There, I believe there were nine receivers in total that were free agents that had more more receiving yards than Robert Woods last year. He was not one of them. Adrian says Chark is an upgrade for sure. DJ Chark or Slayton from Titans, Kyle, Randall Cobb from Elizabeth, Darius Slayton says, or Justin says Darius Slayton, Eric says Corey Davis. He wants Corey Davis.
Not Van yet a free agent, but could be.
Yeah, maybe soon, right? Van says Marvin Jones. Let's see, we have Hardman from JQ's, Paris Campbell from Jay, Paris Campbell from the Pelican, Mecole Hardman from Deshaun. DJ Chark and Darius Slayton, Chark and Hardman, Chark or Campbell, Slayton from Teddy. Let's see. I believe this is Chark or Hopkins from David here. DJ Chark from Eric, DJ Chark from Xavier, DeAndre Hopkins from Eric, DJ Chark or Campbell. Again, DeAndre Hopkins, not a free agent.
Right.
A trade candidate, a trade target for sure. And that's its own conversation right there.
Yeah, I'll pause on the comments for a second. It would blow my mind if the Titans traded for DeAndre Hopkins.
It wouldn't for me
at all.
It
would not blow your mind?
No, I think they are going to have to do something like that, to be honest with you. But
that contract is a lot more than what the Titans are able to do financially and having to give up the draft capital that they frankly don't really have.
Like, I would have to look at, well, I mean, the ask is a second round pick. So,
and the Titans have to have a second round pick for probably a rookie wide receiver. Who's
not if you trade for DeAndre Hopkins. I not like, I get it, but
there is no concern,
but Austin, like what I keep coming back to is the fact that you are committed at least for one season here to another year of Tannehill and Derrick Henry, it would seem. And you have to add something to this wide receiver core. DeAndre Hopkins, I would have to look at the contract. I only think there's 2 years left. So maybe
I'll pull it up. Find, keep filibustering and I'll pull up DeAndre Hopkins.
You're going to have to trade because you look at the free agents and there are guys that I like. There are guys that I think make you improved that help your wide receiver room, but there's nobody here that's going to blow me away as even being a solid number two or, you know, a potential number one to Traylon and will command the type of attention to allow him to fully make that next jump in his NFL career. So I'm not sure if it's DeAndre Hopkins or a number of other wide receivers that could be on the trade block, but a trade makes a lot of sense for the Titans, in my opinion, because need help.
You know, I absolutely need help, but I also
experience. You need experience.
Yes, you do, but you don't need too much experience. Good. All right, so DeAndre Hopkins will be 31. This will be his 31-year-old season in 2023. And he's been very good when healthy. He struggled the last couple of years. And obviously Kyler Murray's health impacts him
directly.
Last year
was a suspension. He was healthy last year.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Two seasons ago, he was injured. Last year, he got suspended for PEDs and missed the first six games. So you're right. But, and then Murray tore his ACL and the Cardinals were dumpster juice, potentially on offense. And Cliff Kingsbury went to Taiwan. So here is the problem with DeAndre Hopkins. His base salary, Sam, is $19.4 million this year.
Yeah.
His base salary for next season in 2024 is 14.9. So there's a lot of cap that a team trading for D-Hop will have to consume. The signing bonuses that are prorated that the Cardinals would eat on the cap is really not that much. It's only about $11 million. Now there's some, let me check that. There's a restructure bonus that the Cardinals would eat. If I do quick math on air, $18 million of the 56 over the next 2 years, the Cardinals would eat. So 56 minus 18, quickly 38. So 2 years, $38 million for the Titans on the cap, trading for 31 and 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins. And
you're
Sam,
not, but you're not required, number one, to take all of that contract in a trade. You can negotiate it down. Two, you can find ways to restructure that, convert some of it to, another restructure.
For sure. You can definitely do that.
It can lower your cap hit. I don't find those numbers like too unreasonable to overcome. If you said, what, $18 million or something this year and then $14 next year, like you can get that down and it's better than kind of what's been going on the rest of the free agent market. Austin, I'm just like, who else jumps out to you as being a potential trade candidate that actually makes a difference?
I think the Titans are in a spot where it doesn't like, this is a zoom out and a big picture conversation at the same time. All of a sudden it's, do you want to go with a free agent wide receiver that was roughly 500, 600 yards last season with their other team to come in and compliment Treylon Burks as the number two and just say, this season is for the wide receivers individually. This season's about Burks becoming the number one. And you just need somebody who's got veteran experience, who's got some speed. I think that's the other thing against DeAndre Hopkins in my mind. He ain't got no speed. He didn't really have speed coming out of Clemson when he was 23 years old. And he definitely doesn't have speed now. It's just not his style, which is fine. But the Titans need speed because they don't have it and haven't really had it since. And you know, A.J. Brown's a very fast player, but he is not a burner by any means. He is more of a effort speed guy that's very physical, that is great with yards after catch because of instincts and physicality and good speed, but he's not a burner. And so the Titans need somebody to go along with Burks, and that's not DeAndre Hopkins. That's a little bit redundant, in my opinion, and it's also expensive because you're going to have to give up one of your only six draft picks right now and then take on $38 million over the next 2 years for a 31-year-old guy. And Sam, I know you're a Chicago guy, right? But man, this fan base has been around all of these 30-something-year-old former Pro Bowl wide receivers who have come to Nashville and flat-out stunk. And the most recent's Julio. The one before that was Eric Decker. There was one around there. There's Andre Johnson, a future Hall of Famer. You had Eric Molds. You had Yancey Thigpen. You had Carl Pickens to go back in the 90s and early 2000s. You've gotten so many of these names that you're like, oh my gosh, they got Julio. Oh my gosh, they got Eric Molds, Andre Johnson, that were just beyond their prime. And I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins, Randy Moss, I can't believe I forgot Randy Moss, but DeAndre Hopkins is still better than all of those guys that I listed when they got to the Titans. No doubt about that. But the price doesn't make sense. And that's also why I eliminate Adam Thielen from this list. I don't think Adam Thielen is the right move either. I think it's, you've got to get younger and faster and don't do the same thing you've done for the last 25 years in Nashville, is bringing a legitimate name beyond their prime at wide receiver for a high cost. And so, that's where I'm at with that. I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins makes sense. If you want to rebut that, you can.
Well, I keep coming back to the competitive window, Austin, which with 1 year left of Ryan Tannehill and 1 year left of Derrick Henry under contract, I think they should be a little bit more desperate to do something, because, adding any of these guys on this list or in free agency that still remain, yeah, it might help you out, but it's no better than Robert Woods was last year. Like, I mean, these are guys that all had pretty similar production to him, with kind of less of a track record than Robert Woods does. So, I mean, that is where I kind of disagree with you, is like, I just think you need some more substantial help. I know DeAndre Hopkins isn't really a speedster, but I think you can add speed at wide receiver while also getting a guy like Hopkins who can just really stretch the field and command some attention down the field. Like, you can't leave DeAndre Hopkins in one-on-one coverage.
No, that's true.
He will beat you. Right. Yeah. So now what does that do for Treylon Burks or Chigakonkwo, over the middle? a lot of good things, I think. And yeah, I mean, the money's not great, but it's also not money that you're going to be particularly tied up in long term.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm kind of in the why not camp. Okay. I get the concerns. I get the trauma. I get the history with the washed up wide receiver. I just think you need to make a little bit more of a splash than any of the guys in the free agent class. And that's not to say some of these guys aren't good, because I do have an opinion about the free agents couple that I think really do help the Titans. But you can sign two of those guys off that list that we mentioned, and I'm still not feeling good about
I still think, I mean, they probably need to. Real quick, before we haven't answered the free agent question yet. We did get, I think it was a good side tangent track conversation about DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm glad we had it today. Noah, with some more lunch money. And Noah, I saw your bracket. You entered the bracket challenge there. We're up to 371. So we got almost 10 while we've been live on the show today. Noah says, I wouldn't be concerned with trading for Hopkins and having a big drop-off. His game has never been too reliant on super athleticism. Noah, that is a very good comment. And as somebody who is DeAndre Hopkins trade, Noah, you're right. And so there's also something else going for DeAndre Hopkins, is that he is a former Houston Texan who spent time in the Houston Texans organization with the head coach, Mike Vrabel. and we've seen a lot of, and Tim Kelly, right? Tim Kelly was not the offensive coordinator at that point, but Tim Kelly, I believe, was on that Houston Texans staff while DeAndre Hopkins was around. I'll have to double check that real quick to see Tim Kelly's times in completion with the Houston Texans organization. Yeah, he was with the Houston Texans for DeAndre Hopkins' nearly entire career up until he left, and was actually the offensive coordinator the last year that Hopkins was a Texan, but I believe O'Brien was still calling plays that season. And DeMarco says, would you say speed or better than hands? No, you have to have hands more than you have to have speed. Taywan Taylor is my example here, DeMarco, for his lunch money. Taywan Taylor had speed, but his hands
weren't. Racy McMath can be your example. I mean, Racy McMath can run. He doesn't have hands. So, I mean, that's been his issue.
I just think Racy was a long play. And based off of what I learned about Racy McMath from people who were around him at LSU, he was at LSU with all these all-pro guys like Jefferson and Jamar Chase and who else was it? Who's the guy in Carolina that was a second round pick a couple of years ago? Like tall 6'5".
Terrace Marshall.
Terrace Marshall. Racy McMath was like wide receiver 5 or 6 there at LSU, but the dude was a workout freak and just did not have the opportunity to develop at LSU. But you know, the physicality is legitimate. And I think we saw what Racy could potentially turn into in training camp. You know, the hip injury is a deal, but I think Racy McMath was drafted in the 6th round a couple of years ago to be a special teams guy now in a, you know, gamble of a roll the dice to see what this guy could do in a tiny little role. He wasn't drafted in the 6th round to be a go-to wide receiver by any means. He was drafted to be on your football team. And Racy McMath is a good enough football player to be on the Titans football team.
Look, and like top tier saying he likes Roberson.
I do too. As wide receiver 5 or 6. As wide receiver 5 or 6.
So that he's a wide receiver 5 or 6, though. Like,
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I like,
they can't play. Like, there's a reason Reggie Roberson came to camp last year. And then
I like Roberson more than Kinsey.
Huh?
I like Roberson more than Kinsey.
I mean, obviously the Titans don't, because the Titans kept Mason Kinsey for the entire year and brought him Kinsey's up as a special team substitute when they didn't bring Reggie back up.
But so Kinsey's, like, but Kinsey's got multiple years of being.
But you're
in the
arguing like, but we can't spend time arguing over which practice squad guy is the better practice squad guy here. The point, they need to get improved at the wide receiver position. So, like, they can't afford to say, I like this guy, maybe as a sneaky, you know, maybe shows himself in training camp and can make some positive strides. Like, if Nick Westbrook-Ikhine wasn't good enough, he's better than everybody else they have on that list. Like, Kyle Phillips is probably better than NWI when he's fully healthy. I do like Kyle Phillips a lot and who he can become. But NWI was your wide receiver too, and you're moving on from him for $2.3 million. That shows you how desperate this thing needs to be. So, which wide receiver that is a free agent that I actually think could have an impact on this team that I think could actually, like, do something for them? Well, two guys come to mind.
Hold on.
All right, if you don't want me to.
I do want your two, but I also want to tell everybody about Farm Bureau Health Plans before I get your two. So Sam's got two free agent wide receivers coming up here in a second, but you can plan on Farm Bureau Health Plans to help you out with your health coverage. They've been serving Tennesseans for over 75 years, and they've done it in every county of the state, every corner of the state, all across from west to east, north to south. They've got you covered with your health coverage for better rates, better service, and better coverage. Zach is a testament to that. He saved 20% on his health coverage when he joined the Farm Bureau Health Plan family. He saved the money, but got actual better coverage. You can do the same thing as well. They've got your senior citizen, Medicare, that situation down pat. So the senior citizen in your life can go to Farm Bureau Health Plans for their specific needs. And the new young adults that are getting off their parents' coverage, they don't really know what to do. And there's a lot of holes in whatever your employer's health coverage is. You got to Farm Bureau Health Plans to fill those gaps, because they've got you right there. Super easy, super great resource for you to learn what's best for you at Farm Bureau Health Plans. Sign up right there, fbhp.com/ATOZ.
Today's show is powered by BetMGM. It's March. It's tournament day. It's finally here. And if you plan on watching some college basketball today and throughout the next couple weeks as the tournament plays out, make sure you're doing it with BetMGM. If you have a team that you think could win the national title this season, go ahead and place a $50 wager on them to cut down the nets on BetMGM. If they make the semifinals, you get a $20 bonus bet. So find that one school that you're riding with this March, $50 on them to win the national title, and a $20 bonus bet if they make the semifinal. That's BetMGM.com and the BetMGM app, the king of sportsbooks.
Sam, real quick, who is your team that you put this on? I've put my $50 on Alabama.
All right,
I think they're a near lock for the last weekend. So that's where I put it.
See, I wasn't going for a lock. I was rolling the dice a little bit, it is my national champion.
Texas. Man, what a storyline that would be if Texas wins the national title
and
after having to fire Chris Beard for all those interesting off the field allegations from earlier in the year.
Well, Texas is the reverse Alabama, because they've got like the feel good off the court.
No kidding.
It's like they did the right thing. and funny enough, I actually have a football matchup. I have Texas and Alabama. National championship game. My final four, just letting you guys know, maybe you want to like back me. I placed this parlay, a final four parlay to hit it big. Alabama, Duke, Texas, Gonzaga.
I mean, that would get ratings out the wazoo. I think everybody involved financially in the tournament would love if that happened. All right, so Sam, you mentioned two free agent wide receivers that you think the Titans should go after. Hit me with them.
All right, so yeah, two wide receivers that I think can help this team in a lot of ways. Number one, I talked about on Friday when previewing some of the free agents that were available, I thought they should target. And it is Paris Campbell. Paris Campbell had a breakout season with Indianapolis last year. You see that number on the bottom, the 22.11 miles per hour, which was what he was clocked at as a ball carrier in 2022. Mm-hmm. That was the best in the NFL. 63 catches, over 600 yards. As Zach would say, Spo don't know. But so far, it has been somewhat accurate in predicting some of these deals. And they don't expect Paris Campbell to get a huge payday. So for a team that, is valuing physicality and is valuing speed, Paris Campbell is a guy that Austin, I think, he gets separation really well. He ranked, I believe, seventh in amongst all wide receivers in separation created last season. So this is somebody who can get himself open and make a play by using his speed and athleticism. And frankly, it is somebody that I think really fits into this Titans offense. Like I think he would be a really, really good fit for what they're trying to do. Here's my second one. And it's somebody who was not on that list, not among those six names, but the chat has been all over it because I like DJ Chark. Now, I'm a big fan of DJ Chark and what he can bring. Those were his numbers last year, 11 games, 502 yards, 30 catches. But the big number for me, Austin, is that 16.7 yards per reception. DJ Chark is a deep threat if there's ever been a deep threat in the NFL. And kind of just like looking at how he finished the season last year, he had 94 or more receiving yards in three of the final six games for the Detroit Lions. So what he was able to do once he got healthy last year, I was a big fan of. He's a big body at 6'4", got good speed, ability down the field. I think that is a guy that really complements Traylon very, very well. And I think would be a really good fit to kind of lock into this offense.
Yeah, the main thing with DJ Chark is, you know, he's played 5 years in the league, and he was a second round pick by the Jags, another LSU guy, right? LSU just pumping out dudes. I like DJ Chark. I liked him coming out of LSU in 2018. You know, he's never played a full season. His best season in 2019, where he went over 1,000 yards and had 8 touchdowns for the Jags. He still missed one game, but the last 2 years that you mentioned, he struggled with health, only played in 11 games last season. But the year before that is last year in Jacksonville. He only played in 4. He's just never been able to stay healthy. And here we go again, the Titans trying to find guys who are not consistently hurt. And I understand it's hard to find that. And especially having 17 games on the schedule, you're going to have to understand playing all 17 is going to be a rarity, especially for guys who are supreme athletes who put their bodies through, you know, the quick jolts of fast start, stop, like wide receivers, like corners that have soft tissue probability because of the positions they play. I like DJ Chark a lot. I really do. And he didn't make our 6 graphic list because he had a little bit less than Robert Woods had, but man, 502 yards in 11 games is so much better than Robert Woods is, 527 when he played in all of them, right there. So yeah, I like DJ Chark too, Sam. And I'm going to throw your graphic back up there because, to be honest, that was my guy too. DJ Chark was going to be my guy on how to answer this. He fits what the Titans are looking for. Does the money make sense, though? I think DJ Chark to go along with Burks, and then you have the idea of Phillips inside to work underneath. And then what we really like about Chig to be the also kind of gadget, more consistent playmaker at tight end. I think if you've got Burks, Chark, Chig, Phillips, that's a pretty solid group.
And a guy in the draft, right? Like I still think you're positioned where you're going to have to take somebody, maybe not in the first round, but towards the top of the draft. Like I don't want another lottery ticket. I want a wide receiver in the draft that I feel good about being impactful in the next like 3 or 4 years. So, but yeah, that group, right? That Burks, Chark, Phillips, you know, a receiver that you get somewhat early in the draft. Maybe it's a second round pick. Maybe it's, you know, just in those first couple rounds there, complemented by Chig. Now I think you kind of have something a little bit. Now I think for the money, like what makes sense for the money? Well, the Titans would probably be interested in working it out so that it's, you know, less guaranteed money, ability to have some sort of incentives by games played, or, you know, injury protection for themselves, which if they can get, you know, wonderful. But that's a guy who I think, at least on paper with his skill set, give me a fully healthy DJ Chark and a fully healthy Traylon Burks. Is it the best wide receiver core? No, not nearly, but I think it's really underrated and is at least a big step in the right direction.
And now you're getting more athletic, right? Like, yeah, they couldn't get separation last year, and now they have guys who can get open down the field. And then you're it's kind of like, you know, and we'll move forward here in a second. You know, Rand Carthon, you know, every GM, every coach talks about, it's not about finding the best players to fill out your 53-man roster. It's about finding the right 53 to make a team, yada, 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 all that stuff, right? Like, you can't just find all of the best, you know, wide receivers and have all five of them. Like, there are roles that have to be played, and you got to be able to have five or six wide receivers on your active roster who fill those different roles, who get open in different areas of the field. And you need somebody who can get open 30 yards down the field, and Chark and Burks can do that. You need somebody who can get open underneath, and Phillips can do that. And you need people, really, where the money is made is who can get open between 10 and 15 yards. And that's where AJ was a beast, right? And we think Burks has that. And also, you know, side note here, and we'll talk way more about draft prospects at wide receiver, because I see a lot, you know, draft JSN coming from Valentino. I think this particular receiver class, last year you had a run, right? You went like 8 with Drake London, and then by the time Burks went off the board at 18, he was the 6th, right? So 6 guys and 11 picks, that's not happening this year. Yeah. I think the wide receivers are more likely to drop the second round rather than have a run in the late first. So I think the Titans will be able to find somebody in that second round where they pick at 41, that is a really capable player that can come in and play one of those roles in the wide receiver room as a whole.
Yeah, no, completely agree with that. And I mean, just the other thing with DJ Chark too, like, something I love about him is his ability to just have a big game. Like, hey, Robert Woods, we kind of saw do the, you know, 3 catches for 30 yards just about every week, right? But where was the explosion? Where was him getting open? Where was the big play? That's something that they really, really didn't have, unless it was Traylon or Chig. And this is another guy now who, like I just mentioned, like, how many times last year did the Titans wide receiver have 90 receiving yards? Like 3, maybe, right? Burks, but he did it three.
Burks did it twice. NWI did it once.
I think that's it. I think it's those
NWI
3 times.
NWI needed a damn flea flicker to do it.
Yeah. And so, like, this is a guy who did it 3 times in the last 6 weeks. He has some duds, but he also has the ability to, like, boom, instant offense, which sometimes can be exactly what this Titans team needs. Austin, did you watch the soap opera that was live yesterday on YouTube? Pat McAfee show with Aaron Rodgers at noon.
I did. I watched it for way too long because they drugged that thing out for us and they held us all hostage for way too long. And, you know, eventually I was like, you know what? I actually had a meeting at 12:30 that forced me to stop watching. So that was a good thing for me. But yeah, I watched it, and I'm guessing you were also part of the 500,000 people that watched it live too.
Yeah, I was dialed in, and I also thought they dragged it on. I'm sitting here like, he comes out there, he's like, well, first of all, this is not a decision day. I was getting ready to change the channel. I was like, oh, well, if you're not going to tell us what you're doing, I'm out of here. And then he's like, because I've already made that known, but I'm not going to tell you until 15 minutes from now. I'm going to recap my darkness retreat for a little bit.
It was entertaining. Like, I was there.
It was
entertaining. With it.
And
learning
the decision and then the Adam Schefter beef and like this constant, like, I thought Aaron Rodgers was being intentional about destroying Green Bay's trade leverage in a lot of ways. I think he was a little bit more calculated than he wants to lead on here, but just, I'm sitting there with the popcorn, like, what's he going to say next? Who's he going to come after next? It was very entertaining stuff.
It was. So let's ask this question to everybody. What's one word to describe the entire Aaron Rodgers situation this offseason? What is one word to describe the entire Aaron Rodgers offseason? We also have some official news from the Titans that just hit my email inbox. I'll tell you guys what that is here in a second. But first, let me tell you guys about the Bone and Joint Institute, boneandjointtn.org, the region's destination for comprehensive orthopedic and sports medicine care. Whenever an injury happens in life, you never want to see that. You hate it. But sometimes it does happen. You have to know where to go and who to trust. That is the Bone and Joint Institute. They'll take care of you because they have over a dozen physicians in Franklin who specialize in any type of injury situation as well. So check them out right there in Franklin off I-65 and Highway 96, boneandjointtn.org.
Today's show is powered by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Use them this March. The tournament kicks off today. So find a team. You have a couple hours here before the tournament starts. So get your value in. Find your team that you're backing to cut down the nets. Austin's with Alabama. I'm with Texas. Football schools and basketball season, I guess, is the move. But if you have a team, place a $50 wager on BetMGM. If they make the semifinal, you get a $20 bonus bet. So if you're confident in your national champion, go ahead. $50 on BetMGM, new and existing users, and a $20 bonus bet if they make the semifinals. BetMGM.com and the BetMGM app.
All right, A to Z Sports here live asking you guys what's one word to describe the entire Aaron Rodgers situation this offseason after nearly 500,000 people watched that live on the Pat McAfee show. And I just, you know, Jared says, I don't hate on what they did. They had 500,000 viewers. I think they know what they're doing. Oh, no, I'm not hating on Pat McAfee. I know what time spent listening does to all of that stuff, right? So bravo to them. And I think they even responded and showed what all that did for the future financially for that entire show and production was a game changer for the Pat McAfee team. So one word to describe what it was, and officially, by the way, Bud Dupree, he is officially released by the Titans. So that just happened in our emails. We know they had to wait on Bud Dupree. So that number now, Sam, is the Titans saved that $9.35 million on the cap. So just to make that official, Bud Dupree has officially been released this morning, just a couple minutes ago. So one word, I'm going to go to Ethan saying exhausting, Nick saying yawn. I don't think it was a yawn whatsoever. Steven saying crazy, Scary Harry saying irrelevant, another exhausting coming through from Thaddeus. Deja vu, it's two words, but I'll count it, from Jarrell. Major Key says hysterical. Juan saying irrelevant. Drama coming in from Van. Diva from John. Jared says tripping. Questionable coming in from Tighten Up. Alex says shroom. I also saw somebody say hallucinating there, which is a pretty good word to do that. Superficial from DeMarco. Titans Kyle says dodged. The Titans dodged a bullet here with Aaron Rodgers. Brent says weird. I'm trying to find some more. There's Bork Borkington coming in with hallucinating. I wanted to find that to see where that was. Overcomplicated from Devin. Sam, what was your one word?
T-E-A. T. I know that might be some youth slang here, but I was sipping the hot tea, taking in all the drama between Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, the Packers, Diana Rossini, Adam Schefter. It was all over the place. It was drama galore. Anybody that said it's irrelevant, it was not irrelevant. No. This is a Hall of Fame quarterback for one of the most historic franchises in the NFL being held hostage or holding them hostage in a he said, she said, where he's getting involved with some of the most reputable NFL reporters and beat writers questioning the validity of their reports, and then announcing that he will be going to a team that plays in New York.
Well,
he intends to go to a team that plays in New York, the media capital, for a fan base that has been tortured year after year after year, and follows in the footsteps of Brett Favre. This is like a soap opera saga that is just so entertaining to me. Like, irrelevant? No. It's fun to watch. I will say I was sick and tired of flipping on NFL Network and seeing Ian Rappaport say, well, here's the update on Aaron Rodgers. Nobody has heard from him. We don't know. I was sick and tired of hearing that. Shut up. Yeah. If you don't have a report, don't give me a report. But actually hearing things from Aaron's perspective and having him debate some of the stuff that has been said about him publicly, I thought was very entertaining. And I don't hate to see him out of Green Bay. So,
yeah, I think it's irrelevant could couldn't be further from the truth, because what this does for the New York Jets potentially is interesting, because the Jets
contenders
have a
immediately. Yeah,
well, it's the whole AFC East now. I mean, Josh Allen is sitting here like, I got to get to the AFC Championship game. I got to get to the Super Bowl. But now the Dolphins are going out there and making legit moves. And now the New York Jets are doing some things. The Patriots are now looking at dead last. Are the Patriots a dead last football team?
Yeah, I mean, they have to be. I mean, unless Miami's in a situation where the Tua head concussion issues like lingers and they end up having to play Mike White. But even Mike White, I think with the weapons that he has and Mike McDaniels, like, they're probably going to win some games. I would say New England's going to be last place. Yeah.
Yeah. And Reynolds, like, Buffalo missed the window, and Jarrell says the Bills have lost a lot. Now all of a sudden, yeah, they might, you know, I don't know if they're going to lose Diggs or not, like Jarrell's saying, but yeah, I mean, it just throws the AFC East in a complete like topsy turvy situation. And the Jets have a really good defense. The Jets are building weapons around Aaron Rodgers, if this is the case. Garrett Wilson was the offensive rookie of the year. Sauce Gardner was the defensive rookie of the year. And Alan, you get Lazard. A lot of work. Huh?
Alan Lazard now, too.
Yeah, I mean, and is one of his great friends, Alan Lazard. And who knows if Randall Cobb joins the party for, you know, 30 catches and 400 yards and two touchdowns or whatever Randall Cobb might provide. But, yeah, it's interesting. And so – my one word is bonkers. Like, I was watching that yesterday. I was like, this is just flat out bonkers. It's nuts. Like, everything that's happening of, like, the darkness retreat, and the Aaron Rodgers said he was 90% retiring, 10% playing. And when he came out of darkness, something changed. And I texted our manager text group with A to Z. I was like, he's going to not retire just to spite the Packers.
Well, you have... And I
that's
know
that's what he was like, doing though. Like, if he was 90% retiring before he went into darkness for 4 days and came out with his one bar of Wi-Fi, like he said, in a shack, and he's like, oh, the Packers are shopping me now. Screw those guys. Let's go talk the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, I did believe him too. Like, I do think he appreciates the city of Green Bay, has a lot of love for the people there. Like, how could you not with like all that he's built there over the past like 20 years, essentially. But I also like think Aaron was calculated in what he did, because Austin, think about it this way. The report came out yesterday that the Packers were asking for 2 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, that they had a very high ask for the trade. And to be honest, the Jets had started to get backed into a corner a little bit. Like, every quarterback had come off the market while they were waiting for Rodgers. They're kind of sitting there like, there's nobody except Zach Wilson. We can't run it back with him. They're starting to get desperate. What does Rodgers come out and say? No, the Packers are it's not me. It's the Packers that don't want me. They're committed to Jordan Love. They're not bringing me back as quarterback. That has been figured out for a while now. That takes all leverage out of the Packers' hands, who now can't say, all right, we'll just take Aaron back. You can't cut him because you don't want to eat that money. So they're stuck trading him, and the Jets are probably going to get a much better deal than they would have had Aaron not gone public with a lot of information, whether it's true or not, to be frank with you. Like, yeah, maybe that's not even true information at all, but it does hurt the Packers trade, like, yeah, how much, you know, leverage they have in those negotiations.
Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, I call it bonkers, because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is trying to screw over the Packers, but he's also kind of screwing over the Jets potentially by having to, you know, I mean, we'll see how it goes, right, with what the Jets are going to work through. And the intentions are there. We'll see if the intentions follow through with now the Jets and the Packers overall. But yeah, pretty nuts of how that all went down. And Aaron Rodgers, this has been brewing for now 3 off seasons, maybe 4 off seasons, dating back to the 2021 draft, when he threatened to, request a trade or sit out, whatever that was back in that draft. And then because they drafted Jordan Love the year before that. So it is pretty wild. But, you know, props to Pat McAfee and that show for what they pulled off yesterday, because that's pretty incredible.
Awesome.
You know, for what, you know, our business is and what they do, pretty cool the way that captivated the entire NFL world for about an hour there. So, Sam, let's wrap up this Thursday with the Magic Bucket. It's back in my possession, and I'm excited for it. I know you're not, but Magic Bucket. But first, let me tell you guys about Wilson County Hyundai, wilsoncountyhyundai.com is where to go for your new ride. Payne Bone and his team in Lebanon, they will hook you up, and they'll work through whatever your financial situation happens to be. So don't fret, don't sweat over finding that new ride. If it's time to get a new vehicle, they will help you out. And you get 0% APR for the next 48 months on several Hyundai models at Wilson County Hyundai, like the Sonata, Santa Fe, and the Tucson. So check that out. Go see them in Lebanon. Don't pay those downtown prices. Go see them in Lebanon or at wilsoncountyhyundai.com.
Today's the best time to get with BetMGM, because if you do so within the next couple hours, you can get in your pick before the tournament action starts. For me, it is ILL and horns up all of March, because my Fighting Illini play today. And I'm riding with the Texas Longhorns on BetMGM and in my bracket pools as my national champion. So whoever your national champion is, place a $50 bet on BetMGM, new and existing users. $50 bet on a team to win the national title. If they make the semifinal, you get a $20 bonus bet into your account. So find that team. I'm confident about Texas for whatever reason. Austin is confident about Alabama, despite all the stuff that they've had going on over there. Everybody kind of has their your team that you're kind of a closet fan of, just in case your own school, like Tennessee or Illinois probably will, gets bounced in the first weekend. So find a team to back this March. That's BetMGM, $50 on a national champion and a $20 bonus bet if they make the semifinals.
Yep, visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 or older, Tennessee only, new and existing customer offer. All promotions, subject to qualification, eligible requirements, rewards issued, non-redeemable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days. And for problem game with support, call Tennessee Redline 800-889-9789. All right, Magic Bucket time here on the show to wrap up this Thursday. By the way, one last time, you have one last opportunity to join our A to Z Sports Bracket Challenge. The top three brackets do get a prize. One more time for me, dropping the link to play right there in the chat on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I'll give it one more refresh to see where we're at now. We're up to 380 people in the bracket. Can we get to 400?
I want 400.
Yeah, I want 400 too. That sounds fun.
It'll sound better when I tell everyone I beat 400 people in the bracket pool. That sounds a lot better than beating 380 people.
I'm with you. So can we get, we just need 20 more of you guys. There's probably 20 people watching right now who have not joined the bracket challenge. So we just need you to just go through and, you know,
it takes like 2 seconds. Yeah. It really does. It's like, just click a bunch. You just click who you think and then submit, done. No cost, no nothing.
Run Your Pool makes it really easy. And Jeff, you're welcome. Run Your Pool made it really easy for me this morning to email the people who have not filled out their brackets yet. And so that was great. I'm going to do it again probably after the show, just a one last reminder. So Jeff, you're welcome there too. All right, Magic Bucket time. Here we go. So
I don't have to eat anything this time. I mean, that was... I got your the one that I enjoyed giving you, where I get pick your meal. Zach picked my meal last week for my dinner. What'd you have to do? He made me eat a double down from KFC, which is like it's a chicken sandwich.
I know what it is. I know.
I didn't. So that was.
Yes. So again, by the way, I just posted it again because somebody asked. Preston said put the link in there. Alex said how to join. I just hit that link in there. Run Your Pool makes this really easy. So I appreciate them for helping us out with our bracket challenge this year. All right. So who is this for? Me or you? Me?
You.
All right. This is for me. I got that one already.
What was it?
It was the peanut butter end of the show.
We pull that so often. We pulled that last week too.
It's really weird how that works. Because there's a lot of things in there. Ooh.
Yeah.
I have not done this. Zach pulled it, but Zach did not do it because he has a medical reason.
Oh.
The one chip challenge. I have to do the one chip challenge.
Do you? And Zach still has his one chip.
Yeah. So. I'm literally going to text him now. I was like, can I borrow your one chip?
Tomorrow. We're doing that tomorrow. Let's go. I'm so glad I'm not pulling that one, because I told Zach I'm not very good with spicy anything, so
my stomach just started to like make noises. And I don't even have, it's like when you remember when you were a kid, I don't know, like when you had like warheads and you like were starting to open the warhead and your mouth started salivating as you're opening and ripping the warhead package open. That's what just happened to my stomach thinking about the one chip.
You're tasting the one chip on
My stomach's like, uh-oh, man, we got to start working on this. All right,
I'm excited.
So,
tomorrow's show is going to be fun.
Lucas says, eat yogurt first.
Yeah, you'll have to have some yogurt beside you when we give yourself a...
Jeez, this is going to be not fun. All right, well, Sam, this is a payoff for right now. And this is something that, I don't know if you've done this, you might have. But okay. I failed at it. I sucked. Have you said the alphabet backwards as fast as you can?
No, I have not. Zach told me he did this one too, and he he said he got to like S or something. I'm like, that is horrific.
No. This is forwards. I'm sorry. I combined two. Say the alphabet as fast as you can forward.
Oh, okay.
So I have to get my timer ready. And Zach smoked this. I think he did it in like under 4 seconds. It was like 3.9 or maybe it was 2 point. I forget what it was. But Zach crushed it and I got the yips and it took me like a minute and a half. I kept skipping. I'm giving you advice. Don't try to go too fast. Cause I skipped the entire center of the alphabet and tried to get to, TUV after like K. So
yeah.
2.89.
Now you got me in my head. It's like the national anthem. I know it, but if I start thinking about it, I'm going to forget a part. So, all right, let me know.
I'm going to start when you start with A, but here's how it's going to go. Right. So I'm going to say
over, what's the line, chat? What's the line? We got to figure out what
I'm going to say. The over under is going to be at 4.5. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. I need to know what the people think. Is it going to be over? Is it going to be under?
So here's how it's going to happen. I'm going to read it twice. I'm going to read it once. Then I'm going to read it again. After I read it the second time, you got to go. And I'm hitting start. I'll just start on.
I know the alphabet. Okay. I don't know.
I'm just trying to make sure we start right. This is like a hand-timed 40-yard dash.
All right. Here we go.
Also, bad news. Zach said that he threw the one chip away. Why would
so
you do that?
Won't
Why
have it
just
for tomorrow.
Hang it. So not for tomorrow. All right. I'm starting on your A.
All right. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Come on now. Come on now. Let's go.
You just made your mic go crazy.
Sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't have yelled, but that feels like running. I just ran a 4.4.
What do you think you did?
1.8.
No, you're not Deion Sanders.
I don't know. What was it?
You did beat Zach.
And you can slow-mo that. That was every letter.
We'll have to go under official review.
Yeah, an unofficial 284.
Slow it down. Make sure that you didn't skip anything.
Unofficial 284.
Yeah, that is an unofficial 284 alphabet. So, look, great job. Great job, Sam.
That hyped me up for no reason. I shouldn't be getting this excited at 9 in the morning about seeing the alphabet test. But the competitive juices just started flowing.
That's right. Killer job, guys. Great job there. Before we head out of here, let me refresh this. 389. Guys, 11 more until we get to 400. 11 more. So, if you have not yet done it, go sign up for the A to Z Sports Bracket Challenge. We are 11 away from 400. That would be pretty fun if we got to do it. So we're at 389. So go check that out. Again, we've got a lot of people watching right now. I'm sure 11 of you haven't done it. Excuse me. Run Your Pool makes it so easy. So easy to sign up for this. And the top three brackets do get prizes for it. And you still have, an hour and a half before that first game tips. I want to say 11:40 Central Time. So 2 hours, right, to get that first pick in. So we appreciate Run Your Pool for helping us put this together. See if we can get to 400 entries. That'd be a lot of fun, sitting at 389. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you also like the show, just like we have at Run Your Pool, people watching that haven't signed up. We've got a lot of people watching who haven't hit the thumbs up button on Facebook and on YouTube. So make sure you like the show before you go. That helps out our algorithm, helps out us grow. Maybe one day we can get to Pat McAfee live show status, but appreciate you guys. As always, Buck Rising will be live tonight, A to Z Sports Primetime, and also 615 Sessions live later this afternoon, talking Titans free agency. So get ready for that. Talk to you tomorrow. Appreciate it as always.